Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our fifth installment in Thoughts on Shavuos. There's a very interesting medrash in the context of the giving of the Torah, and that is that Moshe Rabbeinu came on high to accept the Torah, and the angels didn't want God to give him the Torah. And there's a number of variations on this medrash, but one version of the medrash is that God then made Moshe look like Avraham Avinu, look like the patriarch Abraham, and the angels became like embarrassed, they cowered, and then God said to them, oh, you know, you're embarrassed, and then they agreed that they should give the Torah to Moshe. Strange thing. Where does Avraham Avinu fit into this, and why Avraham and not Yitzchak and not Yaakov? So Reb Chaim Friedlander has a very interesting approach to this medrash, and the underpinning of his approach is the emphasis that in so many ways the Torah and its mitzvos are very much about specific conduct, of course, but also midos tovos, positive character traits. And he says as follows, that one of the most basic ideas of the Torah, of the acceptance of the Torah, is hakaras hatov, ability to be grateful for the good that someone does for us. So when the angels are pressing that Moshe shouldn't receive the Torah, what God does is God shows them an image of Avraham. The idea is that the angels famously, at least some angels, benefited from the hospitality of Avraham during the whole story with the three angels, you know, when they become informed that Sarah will have a child. So the point is that God says to them, don't you recognize the good that man once did for you? Rav Friedlander points out that we see in the first of the Ten Commandments, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem your God, Asher Otzeisicha Me'aretz Mitzrayim Be'Beis Avodim. I took you out of Egypt. So he says, what you learn from here is that we need not only to want to do God's will, we need to recognize how indebted we truly are to God. That the point is, wow, we owe him so much because he saved us from Egypt. And now that we realize that, now that we reflect on that, we're ready to accept his Torah. But you see that the character trait of recognizing the good that another does for us is core to the Torah. Friedlander goes on to say that it's not a coincidence that the person he showed them was Avraham. It's true, Avraham did kindness for the angels, and they had to have gratitude to him. But specifically, Avraham represents kindness. Avraham's whole life represents kindness. That is a core trait. In addition to recognizing the good that others do for us, kindness is a core trait to accepting the Torah. Why should that be? So he says, imagine the angels say, don't give the Torah to Moshe, keep the Torah up here with us. What's their point? You could say many different things, but the gist, more or less, is going to be, man is so flawed, keep the Torah with the angels. Now, why are angels better than man in this regard? The basic explanation would be that man is so bound to his or her own personal desires. Whereas the angels, they don't have personal desires. They're programmed to do whatever God wishes. So the angels say to God, why would you give the Torah to man? Keep it with us. And then God shows them there's a man that lived on this world that was an absolute person of kindness. What does it mean to be a person of kindness? It means I'm not fixated on myself and my needs. I've risen above that, and I'm thinking about you. So in addition to the issue of they had a debt of gratitude to Avraham, he showed them a picture of Avraham, said, what do you mean man can't look beyond himself? Avraham sure did. And they had to back off. It's a fascinating thing to think about that we read on Shavuos, the famous Megillas Rus. Maybe we'll talk about it later in this series, but in many ways, the story of Rus is about chesed. It's so important to reflect, and we reflect on what it is to accept the Torah, how fortunate we are to have God's Torah, to not only see it as rules, but to see it as a way of life and a guide of conduct and a guide of perspective. And that fits very much into the idea of character traits. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.